Hello everyone and welcome to my After Effects tutorial. In this episode, I'm gonna show you how did I create some very nice, simple, sweet motion graphic elements inside of After Effects using only shape layers. So what you see right now on the screen is what you're gonna be learning today, and I have kept this tutorial very simple so everyone can understand. And the main reason why I am recording this tutorial is to prove a point that After Effects is a very powerful motion graphics program, and you can create some very nice intros and outros using just the program. You don't need to buy third-party plugins. If you don't have the money, you can still do some amazing work and, you know, make a career in motion graphics. So I just want to give you guys a quick warning that when you're gonna, like, if you guys are on an intermediate to actually a beginner to an intermediate level, I have made this one tutorial. Maybe you would like to watch that. It's called 3D Expressions Using After Effects. Sorry, 3D Text Using Expressions. So basically what I've done is I've covered a few different expression terms in this tutorial. And if you were to watch this and combine those expression terms with this tutorial, you're gonna get the same effect and you're gonna get it much faster. And basically, you're gonna have a much better understanding on how to use some index expressions. So, for the purpose of this tutorial, I've kept it pretty simple and I've used only, keyframes for doing this. But you can, of course, combine it with expressions and get your work done a lot easier and a lot quicker. Alright, so with that being said, let's get started. I've wasted quite a lot of time. Alright, so main YouTube is a pre-composition that I've created. I'm gonna create a new solid. I'm gonna go for a very nice dark gray kind of color. I'm gonna call this BG. Lock this layer. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new shape layer. So I'm going to draw my ellipse like this. And this is a problem. Now, in my opinion, this is not the best way of creating an ellipse. You can delete this. A better way would be to create a new shape layer right there. Tool this down, add an ellipse. And what it's going to do is it's going to give you a proper ellipse. And it's going to be in the dead center. So superb to that. I'm going to go to add now. And first, actually, I'm going to go to ellipse path. And I'm going to increase its size from 100 to say 250. Now keep in mind, awesome people, this is not the scale value. Scale is still at 100%. I'm talking about these properties right here. Contents, ellipse, path, and size. I'm going to go to add. I'm going to take stroke to give it like a nice stroke effect. I'm going to tool this down. Increase the stroke width from 2 to say 5. So you have a nice, a noticeable kind of stroke. And I'm gonna change its color to say a nice orangish like that. Super, I like that, awesome people. Next, what we're gonna do is we are gonna add one more effect called trim parts like that. And the way this effect works, awesome people, is very, very simple and very, very superb. Is it's basically gonna animate as per the stroke of your layer. So if I was to say create, say, a stroke with my pen tool like that, and you know, this thing is automatically going to have the stroke effect. So if I open the contents, you're going to see I have a shape and it has a path, a stroke, fill, transform, everything. So all I need to do is I need to add, say, trim parts to this, open this, and if I was to animate the values, you can see that I'm creating a very nice motion graphic. So this is, again, it opens a lot of possibilities for you if you didn't know that. So again, I'm gonna go to shape layer, trim parts, and I'm gonna start to animate this. Now, in order to make this thing very simple, and if you're using expressions, you definitely need to do this, is you need to name everything properly. I'm gonna close this now. Is you need to name everything properly. So basically what I'm talking about is, you know, if you open trim parts, you're gonna see two values, start and end. And you're gonna have to animate both these a little bit differently. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna start the start value first. I'm gonna take this all the way up to 100. I'm gonna move ahead in time to say 1 second. I'm going to change this down to 0. I'm going to go to 10 frames now. I'm going to start the end value, move to 1 second, and change this to 0. So what's going to happen is, it's going to start its animation, and right after 10 seconds, it's going to start its animation. It's going to complete the circle, or basically cut off the tail, and it's going to start to collapse on itself, and at 1 second, it's going to go away. Boom. Superb. Now we just need to add a little bit of ease to the keyframe that we have made. So, can't do that. Forgot. Sorry. Do right click, or you can click over here. I'm going to take this point and bring it right there. So you basically are going to create a nice ease right there. Same with the start. syllable, then don't hit F9 because I am recording. You guys can hit F9 though. Click that. At ease. Superb. Now if I was to play this, you can see we have a very nice, sweet motion graphic happening. Superb, awesome people. That is good. Now, awesome people, you need to name this thing properly. So I'm going to name it circle start _01. So basically, it means that for this layer, the start value is going to start first and it's going to be 01 in this category. I'm going to duplicate this now. And yeah, of course, I'm going to change the color of the circle start to make my life a little easier. I'm going to change it to yellow. And for start, I'm going to give it a nice, say, red. And for BG, I'm going to change it to, say, none. Alright, that I think is superb. So we have a nice color pattern happening. Next, awesome people, I'm going to twirl the circle 02 down. Because we don't need circles now, right? We don't need the same sort of animation. We need an opposing side animation. So I'm going to delete the first two keyframes for this. I'm going to solo this layer. I'm going to move ahead in time. I'm going to change this all the way up to 100. I'm going to go to 10 frames. And basically, I'm going to bring the start value this time to 10 frames. So on the first time, what was happening was we were basically animating the start value first. Now we're going to animate the end value first. And of course, also people, sorry, we don't have to keep this to 100. We're going to change this to zeros. There you go. So if you are goofing up, if this is getting a little confusing, just remember that for start values you need to have 100 on the first frame, and for end you need to have 0 0s. And right at the end, for start it's going to be 0 0, and for end it's going to be 100 and 100. So it's basically going to be an opposing on both the, you know, platforms. Superb. Now if I was to tilt this and play it, you can see that the exact same thing happens but in the opposite direction. Now all I need to do is, since I have animated, I've completed the difficult part, I'm gonna hit the enter key and I'm gonna change its animation. I'm gonna change the name from circle end and of course add a 01. So this is circle start 01, this is circle end 01, and lastly I'm gonna change the stroke color to say white. And of course, yes, one more thing, contents, ellipse path, I'm going to decrease the size just by a little bit. So 250, I'm going to make this 225. There you go. So we're going to basically create, we're basically going to keep a 25 pixels gap between each of the circles that you're going to create now. So to animate this, you're going to be getting this effect. Superb. This looks good to me. If you think that the animation is a little too fast, you can always go here and extend these two keyframes to say 40 frames, and it's gonna happen something like that. I'm gonna keep it at one whole second though, and I'm gonna trim these two layers now. So there you go. And next, awesome people, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna basically give it a 5 frames offset. So I'm gonna take the first start, make sure that that is starting at 0 frames, and go to 5 frames, take the end, and offset it just a bit. There you go. So we have like a nice, you know, first start, second end sort of thing happening. Nice. I'm gonna go to 10 frames now. Duplicate start. Put this up. Move it there. And all I have to do now is I just have to change the size of the ellipse. So I'm gonna bring this down from 250 to 200, because the other one, the one that I have over here, is at 225. So now the third one is gonna be at 200. Now if I also play this, there you go. Now you just have to, you know, animate this, duplicate this again and again. Now I'm going to duplicate the end. Move this to 20 frames. Change the value from 200 to 175. And now I'm not even going to preview this anymore because I'm so sure that it's going to happen exactly the way I want. I'm going to duplicate start. Put this up. Put it over here. This was 175, if you guys remember, so this is going to be 150. See, we are creating a nice animation like that. Now, since all of this has a nice color pattern, you can, of course, you know, distinguish which is what. You don't even need to look at the names. And if you look at my piece properly, you're going to see that in this I have this three circuits moving at the same time sort of animation. And what I've done over here is I've basically kept three start layers. I have... for example, say I'm going to do it with this. paste. I have reduced the stroke value, so I've reduced this to say 2.5. I have to play around a little bit with the size, so I'm gonna if this is 175, I'm gonna give it only a 10 pixel gap, so 165, because, or actually say 160, right? Because you know the size of this is very, very small. I'm gonna duplicate this and I'm gonna make this 145, right? There you go. So we have like a two strips happening at the same time. You want to do this one more time. From 145, I'm gonna take this to 130. There you go, awesome people. Check it out, right? And if you were to just keep on duplicating this right till the end, you're gonna have a nice motion graphic piece. So this was at 130. This one is gonna be at 115, and then we can, you know, continue with the 25 pixel gaps. Sorry, my English. Forgive me, people. There you go, 130, and the last one was what? 115. So this is gonna be 95, right? So animate it like that, and yes, change the stroke width to 5 once again. Check it out. Now if you were to animate this whole thing right till the end, you're gonna end up with something like this. And what I've done in the end, awesome people, is I've increased the stroke to a very high number. So right at the end, awesome people, if you were to look, we have like a nice full circle sort of thing happening, a full circle completion. It's basically very simple to do that. You just need to create an end like that. And what I've done is I've basically increased the stroke width to a very high number. So if I was to solo this and solo the background, what's gonna happen here? Instead of this happening, I'm gonna increase it so big, so it's gonna look like a complete circle. Check it out, see that? Nice. But you just have to make sure that this is right at the end of your entire piece, otherwise it's gonna, you know, completely cover the entire motion graphic that you're making. See that? And for completing this whole piece, I've added like this circle blast sort of thing. You know, a nice circle blast. Very simple to make. Remove all of this, right click, a new shape layer. Now I'm gonna hit the enter key, circle blast stuff. Again, add lips, fill this time. Instead of taking stroke, I'm gonna take a fill. Red, I'm gonna change this to white. Increase the size to say 250. Now you can of course animate this the way you want it, so this goes from 0 to 250. Add some ease at the end. I just keep on forgetting I don't have to press F9. Or you can of course go to the graph editor, add like a very deep ease like that. Nice. And what you can do is you can go to transition, CC light wipe, reduce the intensity down to 0, and you can just animate the completion now. So take this over here, all the way to 100, actually not 100, because 100 is a very extreme value. Bring this down to say just enough that it actually covers your piece. So in this case, it's only going to be 12. I was nudging the value by using my arrow keys. Now let's play this. Nice, see that? So you can of course, you know, offset this a bit if you want the circle to come first. Or actually, this is gonna be easy. Okay, sorry, my bad. Not this value. Effects, CC light, actually just hit the U key. And you can, you know, move this a little bit. You can offset that a little bit. There you go. So very easy to create, awesome people. And again, this whole thing was done using only expressions. Only the shape layers that ship with After Effects. So combine this whole thing with some index expressions and you're going to end up with something really, really good. So that was my tutorial on how to use Adobe After Effects and some shape layers for creating some motion graphics. I hope you enjoyed. Please subscribe, and I'll see you guys next time.